Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me. Just me this hour. And I'm going to talk about some tips that I've written down. I'm referring to it as my book, but I really don't like that term. When people say, my book, it's in my book, you got to read my book, you got to buy my book, it's the, you know, you're going to die if you don't buy my book. That's, you know, I really don't like that. So, in lieu of publishing the book for now, and I don't know if I'm ever going to publish it, but I did want to write down some of the things for my family. I wanted to pass them on, and I thought I'd share them with you on Fridays. Hour number two. And I've also been asked to be on Republic Broadcasting Network, sometimes a couple hours a week, on the National Intel Report. That would be John Stadtmiller's time slot from 6 to 8 p.m. on Republic Broadcasting. And I got a call yesterday from Steve Elkins, and he said, hey, you want to come on with me and do a USA Prepares type broadcast, meaning me teach a class. So that's what we did last night, and I'm going to do a different class today, but it'll be a USA Prepares class. So here are some thoughts, and I'm just these are just not in any particular order. But how many of you buy propane for heating, cooking, those kinds of applications? Well, if you buy propane, I'm not talking about the little cylinders for a barbecue grill. I'm talking about the 300, 500, 1,000-gallon tanks for heating for your house, your property, your business, your farm. There's two ways you can do it. You can call a propane company and say, so how much? You can call several of them and ask them that same question. And they sell it two ways. One way is if they provide the tank, and that's really common because the tanks are so darn expensive that the customers typically say, I don't want to buy a tank. Can we use yours? Do I rent it? So what does a tank cost? Well, I bought a tank for a 500-gallon tank, and I prefer the 500-gallon size, and I'll tell you why in a couple of seconds. I paid $400 for a reconditioned 500-gallon tank. Then I bought another one, and I paid $500 for it. And then I bought another one, and I paid $600 for it. So they average $500 a tank. And this is over a large number of years that I've bought propane tanks for different properties. And if you own your own tank, you can shop for propane. You can buy it wherever you want. If you, and they call them rental tanks, and I'm not sure why. Sometimes there's a charge for a rental tank. Sometimes it's really a loaner tank. You buy the propane, and they let you use their tank. You stop buying the propane, eventually they want their tank back. And there is this kind of agreement among propane companies that one propane company will not fill a propane tank lent or rented by another company. And typically, the propane companies will identify their tanks with a different color cap, like a domed cap. Some are orange, blue, red, white, silver, purple. So they can recognize their tanks at a distance. And they also have brass tags that are kind of welded, spot welded in a frame on the tank. So there's a serial number when the tank was manufactured and so forth, the size, the thickness of these tanks. There's a lot of information about the tanks on these tags. But one company will not fill another company's tank, generally speaking. So what happens is if you have a propane tank that's provided, lent, rented, provided by a propane company, you're locked into whatever they're going to charge you because it's their tank. It's not your tank. So I don't have and never had a propane tank that wasn't ours. I've bought them, and I'm responsible for it. If it fails, it's on me. If I don't paint it, it's on me. If I let it sink into the ground where the bottom rusts out and it leaks, it's on me. But I want that responsibility because I want to make sure none of those things happen. I want to make sure they do get painted. I want to make sure that they do get maintained. And I'm not going to trust someone else to maintain my propane in their tank. So we own our propane tank. If you have multiple tanks, you can manifold them together, which means you take a piece of Schedule 80 black iron pipe, and you connect one tank to the other. And typically in between the two tanks, there will be a T, and that goes to the propane regulator. And what the propane companies will tell you is, tell you what, you've got a gauge that tells you how much propane is in each tank. Here's what you do. This is their line of thinking. I totally disagree with it. They'll tell you to open both valves, and that way you can draw down propane from both tanks simultaneously. So they'll both be at 80% to start. That's a full tank, 80% full. You need expansion room. So that in, this is liquid propane, liquefied natural gas. And it doesn't compress very well at all when it's in liquid form. So what happens is you need that expansion room for when it's a sunny day and the propane expands with heat, and it'll break the tank if you don't have expansion room. So you only fill a propane tank 80% full. Then as you draw down, if you have those tanks manifolded and both valves are open, one on each tank, you will draw down simultaneously so that both tanks will be at an equal level all the time. As they get as propane is consumed, the tanks will go lower, 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 and both will be empty at the same time. And they think that's a good idea. I think that's crazy. And here's why. If you have a leak in one tank or the other, or in the plumbing or in the manifold or in the connections where the pipes are joined together, they're both going to leak. And if you don't pay attention, you can lose the propane in both tanks. So I would never do that. What we do is if we have multiple propane tanks, only one of them has a valve open, only one. And that's the one we use. And propane does not go bad. So it's not like it has a shelf life of, let's, we got to use it this year or it goes bad. It doesn't go bad. It can last hundreds of years in the tank if you don't have a leak. So the idea is to, you know, check your propane tank. And there's a, they've added a liquid that produces this foul smell. And that's so you can say, well, it really smells. What's that? That's the propane leaking. So you really shouldn't smell much propane, except maybe once in a while a regulator might, through its normal operations, give out a puff, a small puff of propane gas. But that's into the air, and that's normal. But you shouldn't smell it all the time, just once in a while. All right, so when you buy propane, when do you buy it? Well, it's easy. You buy it when no one else wants it. When don't you buy it? Well, it's easy. That's when everybody else wants it. So what happens is if you have a propane tank provided by the propane company, they'll tell you what, we'll top that off, you know, before the winter, because that's when you're going to need it to heat your house, right, or your business. So they're really busy filling tanks, but that's when the price is up. So when's the price down? Toward the end of the summer, the heat of the summer, August. Nobody wants propane. Nobody's thinking about the winter. And that's the time when you can buy your propane. And what's the difference in price? Well, if you buy propane normally, and I don't know the price of, at the moment, today's price, I don't know it, I didn't look it up, but let's say it's $1.79.9 or $1.74.9. Had you bought it in August, you could have bought it for $1.19.9. Or maybe even a little bit less. And sometimes they throw in, hey, I'll tell you what, you fill up your tank and we'll give you another 25 gallons for free. That's what they did for us. $1.19.9 this year, around August, and 25 gallons free. So the price was pretty reasonable, if you ask me. But that's because we own our own tank. And I can call any propane company I'd like, and I can call and say, hi, I'm interested in X number of gallons. And how do I know how many? Because I can look at the gauge, and it'll tell me how what the percent full is. And if it's 50% full, I can multiply 50% times 500 gallons, and I know what I need minus the 20% expansion space. So I can figure that out. And I can say, well, here's about what I think I need. How much will it cost? And they can tell me, and I can say, all right, I got your price. I'm going to make some other calls, and I can buy it at the lowest price. And that's what I do. I don't want to be held hostage by the propane company. So I want to buy my own tank. So how much is a tank? Well, you can find them on Craigslist. You can talk to propane companies. Sometimes if they have extras, they'll be delighted to sell you one. And typically about $1 per gallon for the tank. So a 300-gallon tank, $300. 500-gallon tank, $500. 1,000-gallon tank, $1,000. So if a 1,000-gallon tank is the same price as a 500-gallon tank, and a 1,000-gallon tank weighs almost twice as much as a 500-gallon tank, why would you buy a 1,000-gallon tank? Why would you do that? I don't know. I wouldn't. Because if you have a leak in a 1,000-gallon tank, you have a 1,000-gallon problem. If you have a leak in a 500-gallon tank, you have a 500-gallon problem. So I would rather have two 500s than one 1,000. That's the way I look at it. So, there's one other consideration. And that is, actually a couple considerations. One consideration is, do you want the tank above ground or underground? Well, when we lived in Virginia, I called the propane company. I said, there's only one. I had no choice. So I could only buy propane from one company. They worked that out pretty well. So it really didn't matter whether I had my own tank at that point or their tank. And I said, I'll consider buying propane from me, but I'd like an underground tank, not an above ground. They said, okay. Well, here's the deal. They said, I had to dig the hole. So I had a backhoe attachment for my tractor, and I dug a hole, and they came and set the tank. And it was really kind of nice because it has a little riser, and there's this little dome sticking out of the ground, maybe 6 or 8 inches. But you don't see the tank, which is a really neat thing. But with an underground tank, they tend to corrode and rust more and faster than an above-ground tank because it's in the ground in moisture all the time. So they have what's called an anode, and they hook up a 12-gauge copper wire to this bag of anode stuff, this metal, and that anode will disintegrate in favor of the tank disintegrating. So that's one option. But when I think about it, what I'd rather have now, I'm okay with an above-ground tank. I really like the 500-gallon size. And the next question is, where do you put the tank? And I'll give you my thoughts on that when we come back. If you'd like to call, 866-582-9933.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I was wondering, is this type of a broadcast class something that interests you or not? I don't know. I don't know if I'm wasting time, yours and mine, or whether you like this kind of a broadcast. So I'd really like to know. So if you're inclined, I'd like to hear yay or nay, and we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. So let's talk about mortgage notes for a minute. Let's say you have a $1,000 mortgage note. So you're borrowing just $1,000. And it's for 30 years, and the interest rate is at 3.75%. Principal's $1,000. Interest rate is 3.75%. And the length of the mortgage note is for 30 years, 12 payments per year. So you have 360 payments. Your monthly payment, now I'm doing this to make it really kind of simple for radio. So your mortgage monthly payment would be $4.63. You'll pay back the $1,000 and you'll pay back interest of $667. So you borrow $1,000. By the time you've paid it off, you will have paid $1,667. Most of the first year's payment will be in interest. So for the first year, you're paying mostly interest. Actually, you only whittle down your principal by $18 or so. So after the first year, you still owe like $982. Toward the end, the last year, your principal will be almost paid off, and you'll end up owing or paying $1,667. If you make one change to this mortgage note at the time that you agree to borrow this money, you make one change, you can pay off a 30-year note in 19 years. And all you have to do is one thing. Instead of paying, let's say your mortgage payment is due every month for 360 months, 30 years. Let's say it's due on the first of the month. And let's just pick a different number. Let's say your mortgage payment is $500. If you tell the bank that you don't want to pay them once a month, you want to pay them twice a month. And instead of $500 on the first of the month, you want to pay them $250 on the first and $250 on the 15th of the month or the 14th. Just by taking that one step, you will reduce the mortgage from 30 years to 19. And that has been called the halftime payment. Halftime. So consider that. And if you end up in a position where you want to borrow money from the bank for a property, ask them about that. Actually, insist on it. They'll probably tell you, hey, geez, we're not set up for that. It's too complicated. The computer's set up for once a month. But if you do that, and if you work that out with them, you'll lop off like a third of the time you're going to be paying the mortgage. And you're not paying any more. You're just paying half as much, twice as often. So I wanted to share that with you. I challenge my property taxes on every property we've had. So we get a new tax bill, and does the tax, real estate tax go down? No. It doesn't go down. It goes up. So every time we get a new tax bill, I show up, make an appointment, and they tell you that you have the right to challenge your real estate taxes in your state, your county. And I make an appointment, or Mrs. Finelli does, and I go spend a few hours with the tax assessor. They hate it. They hate it because I bring a spiral-bound notebook with me so I can take notes. I bring a calculator. I bring a couple pens. And I got my questions all ready for them and ask them all kinds of questions. They think it's going to take 5 minutes. I'm expecting half a day. I always win. And you can too. We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rick Perry, the latest member of the Trump cabinet to be stepping down. Energy Secretary Perry saying he's leaving, and not because of anything having to do with Ukraine.
Yeah, well, it has absolutely nothing to do with Ukraine. It has everything to do with, for the last 8 or 9 months, I have I've been looking back to Texas on a pretty regular basis, to Round Top, Texas, my wife, my dogs, and kind of going on to the next adventure in life.
Perry was speaking on Fox and Friends. A key House committee has approved Speaker Nancy Pelosi's sweeping drug pricing measure. The bill the House Energy and Commerce panel approved last night would allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on as many as 250 expensive drugs each year, and the discounts could then be applied to private health insurance plans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Watch it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, I'll get to the phones in just a minute. So I challenge our property taxes because they keep going up and up and up, and I don't want them to go up and up. Actually, I want them to be reduced, and I have gotten them reduced. So here's what I do. I dress a little bit better than the government employees. Okay, and but I'm a farmer, so I will wear a long sleeve, solid color shirt, pressed, a dark blue pair of blue jeans, pretty new. My black polished combat boots, black tactical belt. And I'm neatly manicured. I've got my spiral-bound notebooks, a calculator, some pens, and I'm ready for my appointment. And I explained to them, I'm really looking forward to this because there's so much I need to learn. And when I get home, I'm going to have to explain this to my family. And they're going to have a lot of questions, so I'm going to have to take notes. And this may take a while. And they hate it. They want me out of there. So the more they want me out of there, the more questions I have. The more they are willing to make concessions and see it my way. Now, I don't bully them. I just need to understand. I need to understand the rules, the regulations, and I've got a lot of questions. And I tell them. I tell them I'm here for the afternoon. And so I ask questions about how do you value the house? What do you take into consideration? Not overall, line by line by line. Is brick valued more than cedar siding? Is cedar valued more than vinyl siding? Okay. What do they assume about the interior of the house? Do they assume a basement? What are the assumptions that they've made? Because they're not allowed in the houses. They have to make assumptions. So I challenge every single one. And we have a couple hundred acres here. Some of it's more rolling than others. Some of it's trees. Some of it's low. I want to know acre by acre, 241 acres, how each one is valued and the amount and why. And then I want to confirm that with the map, the satellite map that they have. And it works. So they know that most people have jobs, and they know that most people have got to get in and out because their boss is saying, where is he or where is she? So make sure you have plenty of time for this and let them know that you are there until you get all your answers. And when you get your property taxes reduced, it's from now on. That's the new basis until they raise it again. But the basis for it has been established, and you have confirmed that they're right. And they're not always right. And in every case, when I've challenged our property taxes, they have made some assumptions that are not correct. But here's what most people will do. Most people will say, I don't want to raise any red flags because they may not know about this deck that I put on, or the deck that I added 3 or 4 or 6 feet to, or this other thing that I did. I hope they don't find out. They don't know. So challenge them. And so what most people do is they want to keep their head down. Not me. I want to pay the government the least amount that I can legally and lawfully pay them. Not 1 cent more. Robert in Kansas, you're on, and Kyle, you're next.
Hey, Vincent, good morning. Looks like we got some nice weather for farming, huh?
Well, it looks like hay tomorrow. It's I've got an appointment with the tractor, and I'm going to go do some tractor therapy and bale another 50 acres or so, and that'll put us pretty close to the end of baling. So, yeah.
Nice. I was going to say, you had a conversation earlier this week with Dr. Sheely, and you said something about a ship going over the horizon, and that's how you know.
Oh, jeez, I was thinking about you when I said that, and I said to myself, I know he's going to call. I know he's going to challenge me on flat earth. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not challenging necessarily on the flat earth. I was just going to say that you can see a ship go over the horizon and then utilize a set of optics or a zoom camera, and you can bring that ship back into your vision. The effect that you're seeing, like when you look down a highway or a railroad tracks, you'll see them coming together. If you look down a long hallway, you'll actually not only see the sides that coming together, but you'll see the floor and the ceiling coming up and coming down in the same manner that the walls are coming in. And so that's okay. really the that's really the effect that your eyes are having when you're seeing
No. My eyes are watching the ship go over the horizon. I understand it. So really, Robert, are you serious? Do you really believe that the Earth is flat? Come on, tell me the truth.
Vincent, no, I don't necessarily say it like that anymore. I used to say in a definitive way what I thought, but now I just find that it does. It's not helpful. And so I just say that I question, you know, fundamental truths that we have, whether it's evolution or the shape of things, space, all these things that we're told they are a certain way. I have a way of, I just tend to question even the fundamentals of what we believe.
I have no problem with that. But one fundamental thing that I'm absolutely certain of is that the objects in space, we can call them stars, we can call them planets, most of them are rounded. They've been pelted, and I believe that the sun, when I say round, I should say spherical. And the Earth, I believe, is spherical as well. And that's, Robert, that's why transmitter towers for radio stations, television stations, ham rigs, the antennas are on towers to compensate as much as they can for the curvature of the Earth. And one of the antennas of a radio station that I was on early in my learning experience about radio, tower was about 330 feet up. It's pretty tall. And the idea was so that it could overcome the conditions of buildings and trees and the curvature of the Earth. And that's why. Robert, I've got to run. I've got another call, and I've got a couple more things I wanted to mention. But I appreciate your call.
Okay, Ben. Thanks for the call. Have a good day. Bye.
And thank you for challenging us. I think it's great. I really do think it's wonderful when we are challenged based on the things we say.
Well, hey, again, Ben, Robert, we get along. When it comes to the moon landing, we get along great. So, if we can stick to that, and we don't have to even go into those other areas.
Okay, well, let me just say this. Last night, I was on Republic Broadcasting, and Jim Fetzer called in. Now, he wrote a book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. And we talked to him for a little over half an hour, Steve Elkins and I. And I asked for his phone number because he also wrote a book about the moon landing hoax. Now, I am absolutely certain that it was a hoax. And there's several reasons why. So I'm going to call him, and hopefully this weekend, and have him come on, and he and I can explain what we know about, and I don't say believe, what we know about the moon landing hoax. So, Robert, thanks very much, and you'll want to tune in. That'll probably be on a Friday. I don't know what Friday, but on a Friday. So thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you, Vince. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Kyle. And you?
Doing well. I love these kind of broadcasts, Vince, by the way, to start out with. Of course, you know me pretty well, and I think your ratings will probably go quite high doing this thing. I think it's a great idea, and I think a lot of people want to know this kind of stuff. I love the way you jump around from one thing to another and the way you calculate and think about things. One little consideration, and I don't know how your taxes are done there in Missouri, but I do know here I had some land when I had a farm that was, and we were off grid before we moved here, and they were going to charge me. They were going to charge for that 1 acre that my house was on. They were going to charge me $55,000 worth of value to that one little acre, regardless. And it had a mobile home on it, right? That was not on a permanent foundation. And so I challenged that and told them, I said, you know, I might even agree with you if I were in town and if it were on the grid. And after we sat and haggled for about an hour, I ended up getting that reduced from $55,000 down to $25,000. So that kind of stuff, I agree with the way you're doing things. I like it, and people have to really be willing to, take them on and talk and think and do what you're doing. You know, I love the way you think.
Well, I appreciate that, Kyle. In our neck of the woods, it's not 55,000, it's 10. And the assessor did the same thing. She said, well, we'll just give you, an acre of your farm, and we'll just associate that with your house. And instead of being valued at whatever farmland is valued at, which, might be a couple hundred dollars an acre, or $1,000 or $2,000, we'll do $10,000 for the part around your house. So what I decided to do was expand the farm at the expense of that 1 acre. So now I have the cows mowing around the house. So now, and I have pictures of it. So we have a herd of cows, and the only part that they don't have is the area where the house sets, and it is permanently attached. So I can't argue that point with them. But I can say no. They everything, all the land on this farm is for the animals, except for the little part that they let us have, which is where our house is. Everything else is theirs. And that's next. So that's next year's taxes. I'm going to do that. So I've got the pictures. I took them this summer. And I decided, I've got the electric fence, and we moved the fence. So it's bona fide. It's not like I'm making it up. So I'm leaving no stone unturned. And what you mentioned, Kyle, without actually saying it, is that once you got this, you challenged your real estate taxes, once you got it lowered, it's lowered from then on. You don't have to lower it next year again for the same reasons. You might come up with different reasons and get it lowered even more. But that lowering stays, and it's lowered for every year that follows the year of the lowered taxes. And that's what they did for us. One thing that we said was, we lived in Virginia. Okay, so how do you value the land? Is woods or timber valued more or less than open fields? Well, it's the same. Okay, how about swamp? Oh, no, that's worth less. Well, we've got swamp. Oh, okay, we'll have to lower your taxes for the swamp. And I showed him where it was. Kyle, did you want to hold?
No, that's okay, Vince. I'll let you finish up. And just thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks for being with us.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we've got George on line one and another thing on line two. That would be Kyle on line two. Let's see if we can make this all happen. George, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Vincent, are you alone on this hour? I tuned in a little late, unfortunately.
Yeah, I what I'm going to do is Friday's hour number two. I'm just going to talk about, you know, these tips that I've come up with that I've compiled and written in a spiral-bound notebook. And if an instructor doesn't show up, I'll just go right to the book and, you know, talk about these topics. So that's my plan. Yes, I'm alone today.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't want to be rude to someone else yet as a guest. No, I just wanted to say this with the real estate. It's a tug of war. If you don't do, not you, but if the people don't do their part pulling backwards, they'll overassess you if they can. And it gets to the point you're not only paying rent, but let's just say you're in a position where you're putting yourself in a dangerous position where if you have any kind of a financial or medical mishap or what have you, where you have a shortfall, suddenly you turn around and you realize that you're in a house that's overassessed. And, you know, and I'm talking like legitimate assessed values. And remember, if they turn you down, which a lot of them play the odds, a lot of these local towns and villages and cities, they play the odds figuring, well, 80% of the people, once we turn them down, they'll just walk away, and then we get our taxes inflated for until the next year. And remember, even if it takes a year or two to get before, you probably have to go down to the state capitol at some point, but a lot of times it gets resolved because they don't want to make it look like they didn't throw you a few crumbs by so when they go before the state. But the thing of it is this. I just wanted to throw this out. You know, I'm not picking on any particular area, but I had the chance to visit Puerto Rico a number of years ago. And down there, they told me they don't have to pay taxes on their properties. I don't think they have to pay taxes, period, but they don't have to pay taxes on the property. They said it's voluntary. I said, well, what would you have to pay if you volunteered to pay taxes on your home? They told me $1. Now, my feeling is this. If that's nice for them, and that's fine, but then my feeling is the Me Too program, so to speak. Why opinion, or town governments. And locally here, they caught a number of council members getting significant discounts on their homes. And these were rental properties, whatnot. So you know what they turned around and did? They voted themselves to hire a lawyer at the village in the city's expense, $46,000. So I'm just saying, but they're caught, and now the state is really looking closely with them. But let's just say the more people who go and file an appeal, the more chance is the state will come in, and it levels the playing field significantly.
Mm-hmm. And the more they realize that you don't back down, and the more they realize that you will tie them up by asking them questions that they are required to answer, the more you do that, the more they can't stand it, the more they want you out of the way, and the more likely they are willing to relinquish to your way of the equation, if you will. You're absolutely right.
Right. But Vincent, remember, we're talking legitimate. Legitimate discounts on the property, because when you start getting, they start sharpening their pencils, because they're going to spend, when price is no object, when someone else is paying for it with a lot of people, especially these political types there, they're very liberal with other people's money, but they're very careful with their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just think the robber barons in England under Robin Hood. That's basically the scenario I think we're in.
Right. And we're talking about legitimate challenges for legitimate reasons. Nothing that is not above board. George, I really appreciate your call.
All right.
Thank you for
talking to you.
Calling. Good talking with you. That was USA Prepares instructor George in New Hampshire. Kyle, one more thing.
Yeah, I just happened to think about it, Vince. I'm sorry. But, you know, folks, this is to the audience. If you do the things that Vince does, and people lose the fact that this kind of savings stuff that Vince talks about is cumulative. If you save $100 a year or $200 or $400 on your taxes, and then you save another $200 or $400 on your car, and then you save another $200 or $300 on your propane, what can you do with an extra $1,000 a year? And I think people miss that. And I personally love it, and I appreciate it greatly.
One quick other thought. I used to go to the auto store, and I'd buy bulk gallon cases of diesel engine oil and automotive gasoline engine oil. And they would say, well, we can do tax exempt for the diesel because you can use that on the farm, but we won't do it for the oil that you can use for gasoline engines. And I go, well, I've got gas-powered farm equipment. No, we won't do it. And I say, okay, no problem. So I just filled out the tax form. Now I take tax exemption for whatever I feel like. I'm not going to let some store clerk tell me what to do. I tell him what to do. And that's what you can do too, class. See you next week.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.